Chapter 5. Tom and Scollop climbed down from the crow's nest. All the pirates were running around. They were scared. Redbeard picked up his gun.
"What is the beast?"
Tom asked Scollop. Scollop wasn't smiling anymore. He looked scared.
"The beast is the biggest thing in the sea. It has 8 tentacles and a huge body."
Tom didn't understand.
"Do you mean an octopus?"
"A what?"
said Scollop. He picked up 2 big swords. A huge purple tentacle came out of the sea and down towards the deck. Redbeard and lots of other pirates fired their guns, but it didn't work. The tentacle slammed into the boat. Tom screamed and ran out of the way. Redbeard helped him up.
"Does my magic work against the beast?"
Tom asked. Redbeard shook his head.
"It doesn't work against beasts. Didn't your grandfather tell you?"
"No,"
I said.
"He didn't tell me anything."
The beast came out of the sea. Its head was the size of a house. Redbeard fired his gun at it, but it didn't do anything.
"Cannon fire!"
Redbeard shouted.
"Now!"
3 pirates ran to load the cannon, but the beast knocked them across the deck. 3 more pirates loaded another cannon and fired, but the beast didn't move.
"We're going to die!"
Scollop shouted. Tom tried to stay calm. There had to be a way to beat the beast. Guns didn't work. Cannons didn't work. Then Tom remembered something. That pirate who drank from the barrel. Tom crawled across the deck to Redbeard.
"I have an idea," he said.
"You need to go," said Redbeard. "Get to the X and stamp your foot. This is too dangerous."
"Okay," said Tom. "But before I do, I know a way to beat the beast."
"What is it?"
asked Redbeard.
"I saw someone drink grog and it made him fall asleep," said Tom.
"What if we threw the grog barrel at the beast?"
Redbeard smiled.
"That might work."
He stood up and turned to the crew.
"Men, get the grog and throw it at the beast."
"No,"
cried one of the pirates.
"What am I supposed to drink now?"
"Never mind that," said Redbeard.
"Do it."
The crew picked up every barrel of grog and threw them at the beast. Tom then ran to the X. He stamped his foot once. The beast moved away. Tom stamped his foot again. The beast fell back into the sea asleep. The crew cheered. Tom was about to stamp his foot for the 3rd time, but they all lifted him above their heads.
"You saved us," said Redbeard. "Thank you, Tom."